Children, in this story, the Lord gives one of his disciples a test. So you can hear what question the Lord asks his disciple Philip, and think about what kind of a test this is. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of John, chapter 6. After these things, Jesus departed across the Sea of Galilee, the Sea of Tiberias, and a crowd of many followed him, because they saw his signs which he did upon those who were sick. And Jesus came up into a mountain and sat there with his disciples. And the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a crowd of many is coming to him, says to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he was about to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii of bread is not enough for them, that every one of them may take a very little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men, the people, recline." And there was much grass in the place. So the men reclined, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves of bread, and having given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those who were sitting, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they desired. But when they were filled, he says to his disciples, "Gather together the excess fragments so that nothing may be lost." Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the excess fragments of the 5 loaves of barley bread from those who had eaten. Then the men, the people, seeing the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who should come into the world." Amen. Now, in this wonderful story, the Lord fed 5,000 men and their wives and children with just 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fishes to start with. And today, your mother and father are also going to receive bread from the Lord, and the Lord is going to feed us again, similar to what happened in this story. He's going to give us bread from heaven. Now, what was the question that the Lord asked Philip? He said, "Where shall we buy bread so that all these people may eat?" And did Philip know the answer? Not really. He said, 200 denarii, which is a lot of money, would not be enough to buy food for all these people so that they could each have just a little. So he didn't think it could be done. And Andrew, another one of the Lord's disciples, he had a suggestion. He said, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 little fish," but he didn't think that would help really either. He said, "What is that among so many people?" So the Lord probably knew that Philip and Andrew were not going to get the right answer to his question. They were not going to get the right answer on the test. So you might wonder, why did the Lord ask them if he knew they weren't going to get the right answer? So anyway, when they had given their best thought to this, then the Lord said that all the people should recline. That means sit down and relax, maybe even lie down a bit in the nice grass that was there. So all those people sat down when the Lord asked them to. And then he said the blessing, giving thanks, and he broke up the bread into pieces and the fish so the people could share it, and gave it to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the multitudes of people. And they all ate enough till they were full. And then the Lord said, be sure that none of it is lost, so gather up the leftovers. And they brought 12 baskets of leftovers, much more than they had started with, were there at the end. It's a wonderful miracle. And then it says, at the very end of the story, it says, then they knew that Jesus was the Lord, the one who was supposed to come into the world. Now, we also have tests in our lives, too. We have times when we feel sad and discouraged or angry or confused, and it doesn't seem as though things can possibly work out. And why does the Lord let us have these tests? Well, we can see a few things from this story. For one thing, there are these times when it seems like it can't possibly work out. Things are not going to have a happy ending for us. But the Lord always knows what he's going to do, just like he knew perfectly well what he was going to do in this story. He knew what he was going to do, and the Lord always knows what he's going to do in our lives too. So we can learn to trust him and to look and see what he's going to do, even when we're feeling sad. Another thing is, why didn't Philip get the answer right? The answer is for that is that he was thinking too much about this world. It was going to cost too much. And that's what usually happens to us too. We think about this world and it's going to cost too much. We can't make ourselves happy by this world. And that's true. We're never going to make ourselves happy just from things in this world. Even the richest people on earth sometimes feel like I don't have enough. I don't have enough of this thing that I need to be happy. And they're right, they don't. You'll never have enough if the things of this world are what you're counting on to make you happy. But instead, what we can learn to do is recline, to rest, to sit down when the Lord tells us to trust in the Lord, and the Lord can give us bread from heaven. Bread from heaven means he'll give us something useful to work on. And in that useful thing to do, he'll give us satisfaction and peace. He'll give us happiness. And we might not have as many things in this world as we think would be good, but we'll still feel happy, knowing we have something good to do for the Lord and with him. And a third thing we can see about this story is, why did the Lord ask Philip and Andrew this question when he knew they were going to get it wrong? Because that way, Philip and Andrew had a chance to think ahead of time about what a hard thing it was. And therefore, what a wonderful thing the Lord did when he fed all those people. They thought ahead of time, this is really hard. How can it possibly work out? So when the Lord actually did it, they were even more impressed. And they saw, wow. And that's one of the reasons the Lord lets us have tests too, is because sometimes we can take him for granted. And then we have something hard happen in our life, and then we see how the Lord leads it to a happy ending, and then we really see that Jesus is the Lord who was to come into the world, and that he's come into our world. He's come right down into this natural world and helped us with our problems right here. So we can be like Philip and Andrew in the sense that we think of what we can think of, we offer suggestions, and we try to do the best we can, and then we listen to hear what the Lord is going to say. And then we try to do what the Lord says, and we will see that things work out well. Amen.